early in Mibby's memory, there was this massive underground complex made out of hewn stone. Apparently dwarves made it around 60 or 80 years ago when he was a kid from that time. It was a storm shelter. Really a big one. Very well designed. It had these crystals that reflect light so that a candle or a lantern would really light up the room pretty well. People kept cards there. People even kept sometimes preserves and pickled prairie chicken eggs and such. Although dwarven made, it was very large and grand in scale, as the dwarf folk at the time liked to make things, being instinctually very hard and very focused to workers. When the dwarves migrated to maize to become cheap labor in desperate times, some got farms and homesteads all about the prairie lands, and they really missed underground stuff. Here in the prairie lands, there's so few underground caves and such, so they made these storm shelters grand. There's a lot of bad storms back then. They had kind of these periods of drought and then flood and drought and flood. It was the story of his childhood, along with massive heat waves or blizzards. Often there'd be empty or even broken beer bottles about the place, used condoms, cigarette butts. That section ended up being bought by a member of the Thou Shalt sect, and he couldn't stand the idea of young kids going there to party and fuck and probably use drugs. In fact, maybe he did see his first bong there. It was an elven relic of beautifully woven and crystallized spider web. Sadly, his father knew what it was, and he smashed it in the floor. The Thou Shalt had the place torn down and filled in. The actual stonework is all still there under the field, but there's tons of earth over it now. Field never seems to grow well there. Bald spots, and the ground lays a little lower.